Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the most hated broadcast by tyrants in the world, the Alex Jones Show. Woo! Yeah! For what you are about to receive, we are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. You gotta have the spirit of victory and strength. You gotta ask God to come into your soul now. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. Hail to the good times, 'cause Rogers got the right away. We ain't gonna let your name now come. We're just living for the day. For those about to rock, we salute you. For all of you fighting tyranny, we salute you. All right, coming up, I'm going to get the number out. Next segment, be ready. Yeah, we're fighting down on the front lines like a bull right out of the blue. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. I appreciate you. This is D-Day. This is zero hour. This is go time. Now, I'm going to be taking your calls and your speaker comments. We're going to get Chase in here to run that, or he can be in the control room if he wants, but that's coming up. I'm going to take a lot of calls. I got a lot of news to intersperse. But we're doing something really exciting with the folks from Big Lee that are out there with the best Trump t-shirts, all the Patriot stuff. They dominate. They're wonderful. They're J6ers, you name it, Patriots. The AlexJonesStore.com is where you want to go to get incredible t-shirts and other Patriot memorabilia to fund the InfoWar and for incredible offers like the one you're about to hear about right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the InfoWar and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this, baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000, and when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor, or just take our word for it, and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide. We are the human resistance against the technotronic transhumanist cult. We will smash that death cult. We are Team Humanity. Feel the energy. Humanity struggling to survive and thrive. All right, my friends. I want to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday, September 11th, 2024, transmission at 12:07 Central. Watch the rebroadcast later. You can't call in. But right now, we'd love to hear from you on last night's debate and September 11th and how it changed our world 23 years later. That's a big place to go. The entire campaign with World War III on the table and forced injections and new deadly mRNA shots if they get in, and open borders and expanded human trafficking and the criminals getting away with it all. And then 9/11 and the deep state and everything that came out of that. 877-789-2539. First time callers, 877-789-2539. Yeah, I'm seething right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we have the X Spaces going with a lot of folks in there, which is just a digital way in HD to talk to folks as well. And we last night launched it, and it had like a 400,000 people on that. Again, that's not, we didn't count that on the 14 million watching the video feeds on X. Really excited about that. And the great part is there were 50, 60, I saw other big broadcasters with 3, 4, 5, 10 million viewers, too, all packed. I mean, just hundreds of millions of views just on X of people covering the debate and devastating the enemy in live time. This is really great. So I'm proud of the crew. I'm proud of the listeners and viewers. You're the ones that got fired up and shared the links, and we just had another devastating effect there. This is a team effort, baby, and you're on the team. You're not on the bench. You're on the field. You're scoring touchdowns. Yeah! We ain't rolling over and dying to the New World Order so easy. We're a little hard to kill. In fact, we're going to win. You think all this crap you pulled on us is going to do something to our good old boy guts? Take a little bit more than what you did to get us down, to quote Cape Fear. Like, I want to thank the New World Order for just waking me up, giving me so much pleasure. So I'm going to have a lot of pleasure watching you hang. Getting you off the backs of our children, you rats, you devil-worshipping trash. Talking to the enemy right now. 877-789-2539. That's good. We can jerk the number down now. Let's pull up the spaces, see some of the folks that are there. Because I could pontificate all day about the lies and the different angles. But the big takeaway is she's lying. Everybody sees it. Trump's telling the truth. He won the debate, hands down. Could have done better. She did do a good performance for her, which when she can normally barely talk, the fact that she had some liners she could put out, like, look, it can talk. It can walk. Wow, that's amazing. So, we'll start taking your calls here in just a moment. But can we punch up the X spaces on here so I can decide who I want to go to? Because I'm not going to wait 20 minutes to go to calls here. I was telling folks, I'm like, let's get the spaces going. Let's get it up on the board. I'm going to start talking to these folks. I'm going to come out of this break. I'm going to do it. Let's take calls right now while we figure that out. Let's go ahead and talk to folks in Arkansas. Jess in Arkansas, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how you doing today, my friend?
I mean, I can't help it. I feel like I'm 25 again. I feel like I can kick some ass.
You're on fire, man. You are on fire. You are on fire. You know what, man? I left Southern California 11 years ago after they stole all my money in 2008 out of my equity in my home. And you know what? The Democrats need their asses handed to them in quick fashion. And as a matter of fact, I want to say this. You're the modern-day Wally George, my friend. You're the modern-day Wally George. He'd be proud of you if he was alive today, Southern California Republican, true firebrand. I don't got a lot to say, but all I'm going to say is I didn't see no Democrat take a bullet. They're all hiding like a bunch of women behind dresses, and we should just put them all in dresses, man. That's it. I'm sick of these Democrats. They're a bunch of lying devil worshipers, and they baked, you know what? Kamala was laughing in all of our faces, man. She was laughing in our faces. They said, Trump said, you're eating our cat. You know what? That's all I have to say. Let God do the rest, brother. I appreciate you having me on the national, international airwaves. And may God do his justice. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I actually not even looking. And by that, I'm not looking for proof. It's just all over the place. More arrests, more reports, more cats, more geese, more chickens, more ducks, more dogs being found dead, eaten, hanging in trees. Haitians running down the road with geese under their arms. There's more of that. The police are pulling up. What do you got with that goose? Why'd you chop its head off? And again, anybody that looks at Haiti or been there or covered it, I mean, it's cuckoo town. You read about stuff in the Bible where cities went crazy or countries went crazy and they were all raping their kids and devil worshiping and starving to death and running around murdering each other. You're like, where's that happening? It happens in history, and it's happening in Haiti. When your mascot's the devil for your country, you ain't doing too good. Jonathan in Kentucky, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yes, Alex. I was just thinking, Trump has obviously stated why Kamala's bad, but he needs to state why his policies are so good. So Ross Perot in the early 90s spent his own money, which who knows how much, to do deep dives into particular policies. And with X as an option, what Trump, I think, should do is get on with Elon Musk or get into like a town hall type thing where there's two or three specialists and nail down on particular policies. And I think specifically it needs to be energy policy because that's what directly affects the American people and what they're concerned about.
No, I totally agree. And I already said this earlier. Trump should be doing town halls in the next 54 days every week with Elon. They're only going to get bigger. They should add a video element. They can do it on the road, wherever. Have it on Spaces, but also a video element. It'll get a billion views. And why does he run around to go on corporate media and get 5 million, 3 million views only because he's on there? Why is he not using the big Megatron weapon?
Well, and it's free. And I think specifically he needs to deep dive into things like Ross Perot did so that he can show that he's educated on these subject matters and to explain in a detailed way how it's going to help the American people, because a lot of times it just seems very nuanced and very blanket.
Yeah, and Trump's really good at that, but he can also have experts on with charts and do like fireside chats. Elon is going to be his unpaid head of the Office of Government Efficiency, and he and Elon should just get it together, put the graphs together, and they should start doing two-hour-long fireside chats there with, you know, a TV where they're PowerPoint showing everybody. Damn right, totally agree. And again, we need to see more of this right now. And I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking. I live this. I'm in this. So are you. We are not attacking Trump, but we're saying, like when you're winning a football game by 5 points or 7 points and the coach, you know, slaps you on the ass and says, get your ass in there and dominate. We've got to go all the way here.
Run up the score.
Run up the frickin' score, man. God bless you, Jonathan. We're going to move quick here. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? This is Mike Cargile. I'm running for Congress in the 35th District here in California. One of the things I was very disappointed with is they did not bring up the 320,000 missing children. And the thing is, most of those children are from Guatemala, and nobody's looking at Representative Norma Torres. She is the only sitting member of Congress from Guatemala. She's the key, and she's the pal of Kamala Harris.
That's right. Guatemala is one of their big child trafficking things going way back. And my uncle was down there in the 1980s in Iran-Contra, and that's when he got out of the operations he was in with a lot of the guys that were under him, was because they found out the government wasn't just shipping guns in and other stuff out to fund it. They were shipping kids out from orphanages in Guatemala. And I'm on record when he died 10 years ago saying that, long before this was a news item. So think about that. That's how long, of course, Reagan didn't know, he said. He was communicating directly with the honchos that did. It was George Herbert Walker Bush.
Sure, sure. No, everything needs to point right back at this very issue. And you've said it for weeks, and I wish that President Trump had brought this out, because this is the one issue that's going to drive people insane. Why is Kamala Harris hiding the children? And I've talked to the whistleblowers all involved, and it's...
Oh, we've had them all. They got high-level former Border Patrol, DHS, federal marshals, FBI. They've all testified to Congress. And again, they're ghost children. They ran the facilitation. Not like they don't care. And again, let's say we don't care about these poor kids. I totally care. I have total empathy. Does anybody feel safe with the government already doing this? Do you think they're not going to expand that? This is crazy.
Right. And Kamala Harris could do this with, just like President Trump said, just tell the DOJ, release the information on the children to the different AGs, and then we'll find them all. But she won't. She's hiding the children, and no one is asking her, Kamala, why are you hiding the children?
Exactly. It's not, oh, you let them in, or you did a bad job. No, it's not that she's an idiot. She is the front person with that demon Mayorkas running it all. You're over the target, brother. Thanks for the call. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So I had you guys on, and then I had Newsmax on as well. You guys were a little bit behind in the stream, so I was able to catch up on some points as well. And so basically, yeah, Kamala, she couldn't say what she's done in her past term or what she's going to do. And I noticed, too, at the end, her closing remarks weren't even shown. I don't know if that was throughout every stream. But we only saw, like, part of Trump's. They, like, used commercials to cut in and completely cut her out. So I don't know if you guys saw her closing remarks or not.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We heard them.
I don't know why that. Okay. Okay, but basically, you know, Trump, he took a literal bullet. But last night, he took literal machine gun fire from three people and still came out on top.
Oh, yeah. No. You know, I mean, they would do repeated comebacks. They would say he was wrong when he was telling the truth, as if they're the authority. And it was. I mean, Dr. Phil did a great job breaking it down. This was totally one-sided. It was three against one, and it's disgusting. But they make him act like, oh, he's scared, so he has to walk into a rigged situation. But he still won, because he won if you go off facts. If you like to hear little one-liners and like to be lied to, well, then there you go.
And another thing, too, I want to bring up is some of those questions, like, about her race. What race do you think she is? And like he said, nobody cares. Nobody cares about stupidity like that. We care about, you know, turning this country around. I don't care if she's related to Barney the frickin' dinosaur. We don't care about that crap. So that was just plain stupidity.
Well, it's meant to be saying he's like racist. I mean, the woman is Indian. Her father was maybe I did the numbers. I looked it up. He's the same amount of African that I am, Native American. So if my dad's like 13% and his dad was 30-something percent, then that would make me 6.5%. And that's what she, so she's 3.5% black. I mean, I've done the numbers. The genealogy of her is well known and out there. Massive slave owners in her history. And not like hundreds of years ago, like Obama and every other president except Trump. And look it up. Trump's the only president that does not have any connection to slaves because his family came over so soon from Germany and Scotland. And so pretty recent immigrants, you know, on his family side, dad and mom. But the point is that her family had slaves in Jamaica after it was illegal here. So I've done the math. She's about 3.5% African. And that's what her dad was, you know, half of 13%. So that's what it is. So she's not black, folks. She never said she was black until recently. She was the first Indian female senator is what she advertised. So the point is she's a chameleon. She's a liar. Thank you for the call. Robert in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First thing I'll say is Brainforce Plus. I use that. I'm in sales. I love it. Really helps. But I'm going to say I think Trump lost the debate last night. I just think that it's not going to be between me, a conservative, or the liberal. It's these people in the middle we have to sway. And I don't think he did a good job. I just have family members that I know. I'm like, he did not sway them. So I think their strategy was to go on the offense last night, and Trump was on the defense basically the whole time. So he didn't get a chance to say anything that really would have swayed anyone in any way. Some of the comebacks, even talking about race right now, like I think that was an opportunity for him to actually drill down. Why is that not a good thing that you're saying one thing and doing another? This is who you are.
Yeah, like, Trump kind of deflected and said, I just want to know who she is. But it's like, hey, I would have said, hey, you use all these different voices everywhere. Are you the Valley girl? Are you the East Coaster? Are you the Southern person? Are you using a fake Michigan black voice that sounds nothing like a black person from Michigan? I mean, it's ridiculous. She's like Elmer. She's like Mel Blanc, except she's not a voice actor. I mean, she'll change it mid-sentence. Remember last night she started slipping into a fake black accent for a few seconds.
Yeah, call it out. Same thing with J6. Where were you, Kamala, on J6? Where were you?
And by the way, they all try to act like the press secretary. It's weird to ask. If I got up and say I went and gave a speech in Michigan a few months ago at TPUSA Action, and imagine if I showed up and started speaking in like a Japanese accent or a Chinese accent, they'd say, this guy's freaking nuts. I was like, hello for you. How you doing today? I look so good to be here with you. You'll get your nail done. People would be, what's going on here? Or let's say I got up there and would say, I try to do a Yankee accent, so like the Sopranos. I don't even know how to do it. Like, how you doing there, buddy? It's good to be here with you. And people, they'll be like, well, we're not even, you know, from New York. Imagine if I went to New York to give a speech. I've given plenty. And I'm like, hello, everybody. My name is Luigi. And so it's incredible. What else is on your mind?
Last thing I'll say to you, two small things. One, they gave her the right amount of Adderall. She wasn't saying her weird stuff. I think she actually looked like Obama. She's been trained by him. But my last big thing that I'll say is, where was the talk of RFK, Tulsi Gabbard? It's such a big deal having RFK come over. You're trying to get these middle-of-the-road people. What about health for our kids? What about the shots? What about all this stuff? There's just huge substance. Again, I think he was on the
road. Well, they controlled it. I mean, they controlled it with the questions.
Sure they did. But, I mean, yeah, I think what he's got to do, big picture, we all know the truth on you know, that are awake. Those that aren't, those people that are still in the middle, like, we've got to find a way to really wake them up. And Trump's got to, he's got to stop sounding like a politician and start sounding more like Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, and even RFK.
Absolutely. He should have brought RFK and Tulsi with him. He brought Vivek. But, yeah, that's a super team. I'd bring them along with me everywhere. Robert, thank you. Let's go to Joe in New York. Thanks for calling, Joe.
How you doing, Alex?
Well, since you're calling from New York, I'm going to do a fake New York accent.
I'll try to help you out, brother.
We love you, man. Go ahead.
Talking about 9/11, you know, this is a real touchy subject for a lot of us. And it really breaks my heart because I can still remember the pain of what that caused us. And to the gaslighting after that, of him standing on the pile, and the 20 years of war is utterly disgusting when it was all a lie. And it took me so long to honestly and truly believe that, because I never wanted to believe that this country could actually do something like that. But through a lot of research, I have found out a lot of things. And the one thing that puzzles me the most is the whole circle of this whole thing called weather underground and the linkage to what it has to our government today. How they changed their tactics because of the violence and moved into our political atmosphere and have totally captured our government. And it, as an American, it's very hard to believe, but my eyes are so open. And the only thing we can do is to try to fight this, because this is more important than anything in this world. Because if we fall, the whole world falls. And people have no idea.
No, I totally agree. And the globalists wrote, Dick Cheney wrote in the PNAC document, April 2nd, 2000. Was the April publication of the Project for New American Century in the year 2000. And they said, we need a Pearl Harbor event, which killed 3,000, so 9/11, to have Pax Americana be able to invade the world and take American liberties. And that's where it starts, is them talking about wanting to do an event like this. Then Operation Northwoods was going to crash airplanes and blame it on foreign enemies. And then you get the stand down, the Joint Chiefs, and the missile hitting the Pentagon, and Building 7 being blown up, and them saying they blew it up, and then saying they didn't say they blew it up. And then we have the newscast where they blow it up. And then I interviewed the head of emergency management, deputy head, saying they blew it up before they killed him. I mean, it's just, the evidence is insane. What for you is the biggest evidence of it being an inside job?
It's got to be the way those buildings dropped. It has to be, because, you know, it makes no sense. It makes no sense for them buildings to fall the exact way they did. And if you slow it down, you could see the explosions on the side of it. And honestly, truly, you are the reason why that has happened. And in my opinion, there's no person in this country who's more deserving than the Presidential Medal of Freedom than yourself, because you are a pioneer of information. And I salute you, my friend.
Well, brother, I'm just doing my duty, and I salute all of you to keep us on air, really. All of you just want freedom and a future, so do I. So please, it's not about me. God bless you, sir. All I ask, I'm going to come back and play some clips of Trump on 9/11 and go back to your calls and space of speakers first. But I'll play the clip of Trump first and then go to speakers on X and back to calls. I'm simply asking you to share links to the show and to pray for us, and if you want great products, spend some money with us. And boy, did everybody share the links yesterday. 14 million plus video views on just the live streams, not counting all the other videos we posted, clips. That's millions and millions. 400,000 on the spaces, and that's just on X. We're talking conservatively on X, 15 million people on the streams and the spaces. So it's up. I'm looking at the numbers here. I mean, that's amazing. That's you, okay? And then the crew and all of us and what we've invested in time and energy. But we're kicking some ass. In a war, we're blowing up enemy forces left and right. If we were a fighter plane in World War II, we'd just be covered in stickers of the enemies we shot down. That's because of you. It's not me. This is all one big connected system of resistance. You're just as important as I am. You're the eyes, the heart, the brain, the guts, the will, the soul. And so please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to drjonesnaturals.com and get the incredible products at drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Get the InfoWars MD CBD that's so amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the great products at drjonesnaturals.com, the Nano Silver, all the products, the Next Level Financial Energy. drjonesnaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Great water filtration, by the way, the highest quality, the lowest prices. Gravity fed stainless steel, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with the Trump comments on the day of 9/11 and your calls and spaces. Stay with us. I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalist owned documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer. Isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men, Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
On X, we'll make a music video out of it. Chase Geyser is so amazing. He's like an octopus. He's doing so much work back there. And he heard me first hour just off the top of my head just say those lines. He wrote that down, fed it into AI, and said rock and roll woman's voice. And 30 minutes later, we have this.
Oh, it's so fun.
All right, that's great, but I did that off the top of my head. We need to come up with the rest of the song, like, gonna chop your son's penis off, gonna cut your daughter's breast off, gonna have Satanism at the Super Bowl, gonna give you poison shots, die, 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 the chameleon's gonna kill you, and it's gonna be fun, fun, fun. Something like that. I'll write some lines up. Man, I tell you, this is crazy. And the enemy doesn't even know how to use AI. They're like panicking. They admit, like, it's low-level people that are actually adopting it and using it. The big corporations don't know what to do. Exactly. We're going to politically wreck your world, New World Order. We're going to burn your ass down. Figure it out? We need Emperor Palpatine, actually, to sing Comma, Comma, Chameleon.
Good. Good, Kamala. You have done well, Lord Kamala. Do what must be done, Lord Harris. Show no mercy. If the Jedi find out about this, there'll be endless civil war. You must keep them off balance. Go to the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Only then will you be powerful enough in the dark side.
All right. Also, dispatching during the break, I had another idea. So he's doing that really quickly. And then when he comes back in, we'll go to the X Spaces. He already did that in like 3 minutes? Okay, Chase, I'm impressed. I'm serious.
You have done well, Lord Vader. Rise, Lord Geyser.
All right. I mentioned the Trump clip. Now we got to get back to the serious stuff. So Trump, the day after, there's a bunch of these clips, said, looks like explosions to me. Those things just totally fell. I'm in construction. Building 7, they said they blew up. They have the CIA FBI headquarters in it. Here is Trump on 9/11. And then I'm going to play a clip of the Pentagon explosion. So play clip 14 and 13 back to back.
The World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. And it withstood that. And I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid and half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows of the World Trade Center, folks? I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or a 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steel is on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have. And it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donald, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number 2. And when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel. I think, obviously, they were very big planes. They were going very rapidly because I was also watching where the plane seemed to be not only going fast, it seemed to be coming down into the building. So it was getting the speed from going downhill, so to speak. It just seemed to me that to do that kind of destruction is even more than a big plane, because you're talking about taking out steel, the heaviest caliber steel that was used on a building. I mean, these buildings were rock solid. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing. This country is different today.
Then you got 9/11 with the missile coming in and all the witnesses saying it was a missile and shooting through all 3 rings of the Pentagon. And people saying there was a smell of explosives, military veterans, and no plane. But hey, there you go, folks. You know, they had Flight 93 supposed to go into the Pentagon, but it got taken down because the Air Force refused to follow orders and shot it down. A general did. That came out. I had the folks on about it. A big deal. Yeah, where's the plane? See a plane coming in there? No, you don't. We had the CNN reporter that saw it, saw the missile fly overhead and hit. So there you go. All right, let's go to speakers on X on their spaces. Chase Geiser's in the control room. Chase, who should we go to first here?
Let's go to Constitutional Solutions. You've had your hand raised for some time.
Hey, guys. I thank you very, very much for holding the space. And
you may dispense with the pleasantries. We appreciate you, too, but just tell us what you think, brother.
Well, it seems like you're also breaking out and going into ensuring to go into other platforms, which now with you joining Mug Club and with you being here, it gives me not only the ability to view your content more, but now engage with it.
Yes, sir.
From there, I wanted to really thank you. I happened to hop in right when you were touching on what's happening here in Springfield, Ohio. I'm about a county over. And no matter if the cat that was on the police video was killed by a woman here in Canton, Ohio, or if the geese were killed by migrants at the park. But no matter if some of the topics or the ways that stories were conveyed in the moment were off, the main thing is that we now have gotten the message out there that a town of what was 38,000 or maybe 40,000 has now had an increase of 20,000 people who are going to need assistance that the local community does not have to provide. And now I'm noticing when I've dealt with my and been in charge of my grandfather's disability and food stamps for the past couple years, that this is one of the first months that he has not been, or that his payment is now 5 days late.
Yeah, I mean, it's Cloward and Piven. They know bringing in 25 million illegals in just 3.5 years is going to collapse the country. It's designed to do it. They admit that's their plan. It's the Great Reset. They want to implode things to build back on its ashes.
No, 100%. And I really do appreciate you bringing attention to this so that we can continue to talk about it, keep it alive so they don't bury it like they do everything else, and hopefully figure out a way to mitigate these situations here in our local communities. Because as of right now, it seems that there are reports of state troopers being sent to Springfield, Ohio, and the governor is sending $2.5 million worth of resources there.
But they say the state troopers and the city council are just writing people tickets and letting the Haitians go without driver's license because it's a sanctuary city. They're above the law. And that's the big thing. I was in the news. The insurance is more than doubled. Like you said, it was 30-something thousand. Now it's 56,000 with the illegals. So I kept saying it was 57,000, then 20,000 came. No, it was worse. 30-something thousand, and they added 20-plus thousand, not 15,000. And it's literal insane asylum. And then the little boy got killed on the school bus by the illegal hitting him. And the father came out and said, it's all of you that are bad, not the guy that killed my son. Don't talk about how he got killed. I wish it was a white guy killed him. Have you seen that clip?
I haven't seen that one, but I have heard about the story of the school bus that got hit.
I mean, it's crazy, though, that that's the Stockholm syndrome these people have. Well, how do people follow you on X, sir? What's your handle?
It's at @const_solutions.
All right, brother. Thank you. We should probably play that clip again next hour and give me the story again so I get the names all right. But, I mean, you talk about Stockholm syndrome, man. And they got so pissed at, you know, J.D. Vance talking about it. And you don't say my son's name. I wish a white man killed my son. You don't talk about it. You're bad. We're allowed to have empathy and see your son killed and not want us to die. I mean, it's unbelievable. But the left is in a cult, folks. And anything bad happens to them, it's our fault. Okay, I'm going to go back to calls in a moment. Let's go to some more ex-speakers. Who's up next, Chase?
Let's go to Miss Lou. Miss Lou, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, Chase, Alex. Listen, Alex, I wish to God you had been on the debate prep team.
I swear to God, he did not have control of the room, and he could have, with absolutely killer facts, the 325 kids, all of it. He also could have used dead airspace when David attacked him about the stolen election. He could have just stared him down. You know, I know as a former broadcast producer, Chase knows, dead air time is valuable. And he could have used it to his advantage. Regardless, let me go, but there are three things. Inflation, invasion, infiltration of the CCP and the Marxists. Those are the three key categories. Inflation by energy, invasion to take down this country with crime, and infiltration of the communists. If he can just keep on those facts and show the facts, then he can do it. But I agree with you, town halls. We've got to stop this rigged debate crap. It's got to be done.
Well, Miss Lou, I totally agree with everything you're saying. And I know what Trump did. I know what his people told him. They said, it's yours to lose, sir. If you just don't get mad or she doesn't get under your skin, which she tried to do, and you're just calm and look presidential, you will be the winner. And I don't really agree with that philosophy. People want to see her destroyed like Tulsi Gabbard did. And all this talk about Tulsi prepping him to go after her for being Mrs. Police State and knowingly putting innocent people on death row, nothing, because the questions weren't there. And she ignored the questions and said whatever she wanted. Trump later did that. And again, I think he won 70-30. He won. And she did perform well because she has such low expectations. I mean, normally she didn't perform well at all. She looked like some kind of weird animatronic Dumbo. But compared to her normal performances, yeah, it was a good performance by her. Thank you so much. All right, Chase, give me another commenter.
Let's go to Carolina. Carolina, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still with us.
Yes, I'm here. I've been listening to you guys, and what I want to make sure that the American public understands, it is that we have to work together. They have a lot of individuals getting paid to create their graphics, to create their memes, to ridicule the American public while they're sitting there making false claims about Trump, in which a lot of them have been debunked. And you have this candidate flip-flopping over fracking, over the false characterization of Trump's healthcare plans, misrepresenting Trump's immigration policies and border success, and claiming to be the border czar and then denying to be the border czar. So we need to focus as the American public on what actually matters and get Trump in office, organize, strategize, coordinate, and stay very vigilant at your local levels. Thank you.
Absolutely. Excellent points. Chase, you want to make any comments?
I was focused on something else at the time, so I wasn't paying much attention. Sorry, Alex.
How dare you, while you're uploading videos to X and running in X spaces in the control room, not be instantly ready to talk? Hey, by the way, we got Dr. Sel Emanuel in the fourth hour. Always does a great job. We've got amazing special announcements and things coming up in the next hour with special guests in the studio. I'll surprise you with that. But we'll continue to take calls and X speakers with the guest that's going to be with us. But whether it's today or tomorrow, I was driving home at midnight and listening to you guys before you went to X Spaces. And then when I got home, I brushed my teeth and stuff while I listened to you and laid in bed and listened to the end of the show, which I didn't have time to do. So I had to get up at 5 a.m. so I got 4 hours sleep. But you guys did the best coverage of the whole day in that last hour. I listened to most of it. And so, but particularly, you asked Owen about the history of InfoWars. It's not about InfoWars. It's about the microcosm of the change in the world. Looking through that lens, that was really powerful. I asked you to get it this morning for me, like a 6-minute clip. I think from the time you asked him that question for like 30 minutes was gold. So we should re-upload that. I noticed, they have the big 6-hour debate pre-coverage during and after thing is up there, and that's got altogether 14 million plus views. We need to just cut out like an hour before the debate, an hour after, and just say, here's the Trump Harris debate. That needs to be up there, as a new upload as well. I produce on air, folks. We're so busy. You see the sausage being made, everything being done. It's kind of like the kitchen's out in front of you here on the show. Total transparency just by necessity. We don't have the time. But just great job to you and the whole crew. We had some of the morning crew got here at 6 a.m. They left at 1 a.m. We were cut down almost nothing because of the attacks. That's why people's support is so critical. Now that you've had time to focus, do you have any comments about last night's debate? And we'll go back to the callers.
Yeah, well, I think Trump won, but I think what he needed to do was he needed to perform a massacre, and that didn't happen. So I was talking to my wife about this, and she's like, yeah, he won, but he needed to really, really win. So in the fact that he won by, maybe 60-40, 70-30, that was kind of a loss. I hate to say that because, you know, I'm rooting for Trump and I want him to win. But I was afraid before, if you remember, before the debate, I was talking about how
that he would underestimate her. And I think you were right.
And he underestimated her. And he did the same thing in 2020 with Joe Biden during one of the debates. If he does another debate with Kamala, I don't think he'll underestimate her again. I mean, there were things, Alex, you and I are on air every single day to some extent. And obviously Harrison and Owen, we pay so close attention to all the politics and in the info war that's happening on social media, especially, that you or I or Owen or Harrison, we each could have owned her in that debate in a way that Donald Trump simply didn't. Not because he's less talented than us, but because he didn't prepare in the way that we're prepared for that kind of thing. So I'd like to see an info warrior go up and debate Kamala Harris next time Trump sees her.
Well, he's also just now, I mean, a few times I've talked to him, hey, I saw that clip. It was great. That's why I called you. Used to, 10% of his media diet was our shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, Steve Bannon's and everybody's. And now it's coming to 50-50. So when he's on the plane, he's watching the clips, and he's finally figuring out that corporate media is not that important. But he still spends half his time watching CNN and ABC News. So they still get him off balance because he's still in that world.
Right. Well, and there were some no-brainers where she's talking about the importance of national sovereignty and protecting the border in Ukraine. That was a pounce moment where he could have talked about the 325,000 missing kids. Why do you want to protect Ukraine's border and not our own border? I mean, easy stuff, like low-hanging fruit stuff that would have murdered her in the debate that he just simply didn't do.
Yeah, it was very frustrating. I'm not going to get up here and lie to people. I'm not just a mindless cheerleader. Man, having victory in your hand over and over again and not seeing it executed is just torture. It's torture.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to kill this guy. I love him. He's amazing. But he's 78, folks. And I'm not putting old people down. When I'm 78, I probably won't even know how to talk. I'll be probably in a wheelchair. Hopefully I'm not. But, I mean, he's amazing. I'm just like, you got to fight with the tools God gave you, though, folks. And it's easy when we're talk show hosts, and I've been doing this 30 years, and our crew's all immersed in it, and the audience is obviously immersed and smarter than we are in many ways, to sit there Monday morning quarterback it. I'm going to stop talking about it. Inspector in Canada, thanks for calling. Your take on 9/11. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. I love your show from Toronto, Canada. I'm associates with Chris Sky, so you remember Chris?
Well, of course I remember Chris. Love him.
Yeah, man. So I actually I do a podcast also with Real Deal Media, so I'm their Canadian correspondent. I wanted to talk about I remember 9/11, a good friend of mine, Mike from Florida, it's his birthday today. And the reason I know, obviously, with the Trade Center and everything, I always remember. I remember where I was, a couple of things I want to talk about. And I remember saying probably one of the worst birthday greetings you could ever give to somebody is saying, happy birthday. But I just want to tell you, two planes flew into the World Trade Center. I'm still sorry to tell you that, just because you have to like inform people. And it's just a terrible birthday greeting that I probably ever did. But it is realistic, so that's the first thing. I've been in finance sales for over 23 years, so numbers and patterns and stuff like that is very big to me. And when I talk on my show, I always talk about numbers, and I'm a numbers guy kind of a thing. So when I look at 9/11, I remember Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, the day before, he had mentioned that $2.3 trillion just happened to mysteriously disappear, then boom, false flag the next day.
That's for people that don't believe that, you can click on web or images on Google, still find it. They haven't hidden it yet, like I checked last week. If you type in Donald Rumsfeld, $2.2 trillion missing Pentagon, you'll get the screenshots of the original news articles. It's so old, web may not find it. But type in Donald Rumsfeld, $2.2 trillion missing Pentagon. Click images, you'll see it. Go ahead.
Okay, awesome. So then I wanted to say that, okay, so that's one thing. Conspiracy or not, that was said. So the next thing that we find out is that there was an insurance policy placed on the buildings for about $15 billion, I believe, a month before. That if any,
he already had one policy, and a month before he doubled it.
Right, something along those lines. So I think a $15 billion policy. So that's also sort of like a question mark. And then the third thing that I don't know if people are aware of, while the plane supposedly hit the building, was there a gold heist on the second floor or in the buildings for $500?
Yeah, there was a bunch of gold. Look, the biggest thing is the Pentagon canceled a year-long planned summit a week before in New York. Warren Buffett got 300 top CEOs together secretly at the SAC base in Iowa. At the main SAC base, and that was all secretive. You had two of the passports found in the rubble that the day after, totally made up. You have the CIA, Mossad following, the hijackers around. You have the CIA wargaming, flying planes into the buildings. I mean, it just gets ridiculous. You got a missile hitting the Pentagon. You got the police saying, get back. They're going to blow up the buildings, not just Tower 7. And we have it all on video. In fact, I hate to even cover it because it's just, I could play clips of all this. I mean, you know, BBC and CNN, Building 7 just fell. And they go, well, we're going to cut away. It's still there. Well, it's going to fall in a minute. And it blows up 25 minutes later. And goes with blast points. I mean, even here, I mean, it's just like, anybody's a new viewer, you can just search this stuff, it's going to come up. I mean, it'll blow your mind. But imagine being on the air that day and hearing on the radio and TV, and then later they deny they said it. And you're like, well, why don't you have a tape? We didn't tape everything back then. There weren't video clips online then. Incredible, sir. Anything else?
Yeah, last thing I was going to say, I'm just trying to simplify it for all the viewers out there. You ever see like a bird go into like a plane? Like, you know, they made up the one that went into the New York River. A bird hit a plane. It went to the New York River. So birds can hit a plane because the indent it and may do damage. And because the plane is made out of like very light metal material.
Aluminum.
So I'm just trying to say, you heard what Trump had to say, that the structure was had all this steel and so forth. How can a bird damage it? But like a plane like that can just go through a steel structure like that? Doesn't the methane mapping?
No, absolutely. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Great points. All right. We're going to continue with your calls. Next, I'm going to go back to spaces, folks. We have a great guest in studio announcing some really cool stuff. You'll want to stay with us for that. But I just want to go back before we end the segment and commend viewers, because I asked you for days to promote the links, which is a great exercise for the regular show and the InfoWar. And then I wanted to get, I think I said I want to get 15 million viewers. I think I remember I said that. I said, I think we can get 15 million viewers. Because we got that for the Elon Musk Trump interview. He got a billion, but just our stuff on top of it. But there, a bunch of other people did it too. And some did better. Great for them. I mean, I want to see these other great shows with 100 million views, 200 million views, a billion views. I mean, I love it. We're not in competition with each other. We're fighting the globalist. But you got excited. You took action. They just corrected me when I was getting some water earlier. It's over 15 million views when they counted up all the streams. One of them over 10 million. And the others add up to over 15 million views last night. Hundreds of radio stations. Millions on InfoWars. Not even counting that. Badass. Woo! Now all I need is for you to pray for the broadcast and get some great products to give us the funding. We deserve it. I think we're delivering. I need your help. Plus the great products. Please support us. Back us. Only you can do it. InfoWarsStore.com or drjonesnackles.com. Amazing products at drjonesnackles.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number three, straight ahead.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.